And welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and I have named the program The Judith Conrad Show. What a silly thing to do, but that's, you know, rather than calling it something else, I feel real good with doing that. Well, I just saw a bumper sticker, and I thought this is the best bumper sticker I've ever seen. Just another beautiful day in paradise with no relief in sight. Isn't that great? Just another beautiful day in paradise, and that could be any place where you are, with no relief in sight. So I would write that down. It's a keeper. And here's another quote that I saw on Facebook. If you want 1 year of prosperity, grow seeds. If you want 10 years of prosperity, grow trees. If you want a lifetime of prosperity, grow your self-worth. That is a Chinese proverb. So with no further ado, then I shall continue on with my lesson for the day. And anytime you want to give me a call, you know the numbers there. And I'd love to be able to do any question and answer. If you have a question that I can answer, I certainly would like to engage my intuitive skills. And I have been studying for, golly, I think I mentioned, that was a Cinco de Mayo, that I had been studying the spiritual path for about 25 years with various teachers, and mostly recently has been studying with myself and just delving into deeper realms. So this is one of the things that came up during this week, and just to let you know that every morning I send out intuitive insights to a subscription group. And so many of the things that I'm going to be giving to you came from that. So this is one of the quotes, to be aware of the will of the whole. In other words, what is the macrocosm and the will of the macrocosm that wants to happen? So I am an integral part of God's greater plan. That means the greater cosmos, the macrocosm. If I'm listening to my inner mind chatter, how can I be an integral part of God's greater plan? Because I'm going to stop myself. I won't let myself move forward into some piece of the puzzle that I am for other people or for the world. Therefore, this inner mind chatter, which is perhaps a saboteur, or perhaps it's the procrastinator. And I'm looking at when that mind chatter comes up, and I know that everyone has that. Sooner or later, there's a part of that that comes in. Even though I've just said, just another beautiful day in paradise with no relief in sight. Even if you're living in a paradise, it seems like there's always someone who wants to rain on your parade, someone who thinks you're too happy, too joyful, and how can I squash that? So there's a part of the mind also that wants to do the very same thing. Where it comes from and what that is, that inner mind chatter entity, I'm calling it an entity, who the heck is it? Is it a he? Is it a she? And why are they intruding on my joy, and why are they intruding on my happiness? And many times it is, well, I don't have a relationship, and so there's that chatter. Well, I don't have enough money, and so there's that chatter. And then the other assorted reasons why there's a raining on my parade. And so one of the things that part is, it is what we shall call an aspect. It is a part of you that, with all good intentions, wants to protect you, wants to be aware, make you be aware that if you get too much money, you're going to have this kind of a problem because people are going to think that you're evil, that you're cheating. If you are too happy, they're going to think you're crazy. So there's a part of you that is protecting based on whatever's happened in past lifetimes, if you should believe in that, or early on in your childhood. And so that part, and I call it an aspect, is a protector. Because it does not want that past lifetime punishment, or rejection, or death, or slavery. You name, the list could go on and on. Now, for those people who don't believe in past lifetimes, oh my gosh, you're missing so much fun. I do love to go back and just check in with, when I'm doing a session, when I'm doing a reading for someone, and they want to know, well, if they're open to, only if they're open to it. Well, what did I do in a past lifetime? And quite often I'm able to tap into something that they have done in a past lifetime, a skill perhaps that they had no clue about, that it, in which they were very, very talented. One person had been a goldsmith in a past lifetime, and they were just beginning to do jewelry. They were working with cheap, you know, faux jewels, and they weren't using real gold. They were using nylon cord. And I said, you know, just as I'm looking at you and I see the pieces that you've made, and they're nice and they're wonderful, and the question is, how come no one's buying them? I said, you might want to consider taking a class, and just what you would be doing is brushing up on being a goldsmith. So that person did that. And lo and behold, they had such talent that everything that they made was just, it would fly out of the booth, and they had a booth at one of the expos. And so had that person not known about that, they would have continued, and they may have stumbled upon it sooner or later. I was able to tap into it very quickly, and then it just jump-started everything. So sometimes these aspects want to keep us from finding what is our true talent. It's so interesting that I've been going back through the 25 years of paperwork. I just became the recipient of this gorgeous solid oak desk with double drawers on each side, and in the middle, it is the most gorgeous thing. I've been looking for a desk and asking Spirit for a desk for, oh golly, a long time. I guess he got bored with me and said, finally, give that girl a desk. As I'm going through, I'm finding out all of the things that I used to teach, connecting with your guides, connecting with your angels, connecting to past lifetimes, any and all of these, how to connect to your guides, how to speak from that place within you that does know all of the answers. Some people call it channeling. Excuse me. Some people call it, oh, they have many names for it. I just call it speaking from the inner soul, which is a great name, speaking from the inner soul. Now, as I've been doing this, I then was looking at the paperwork where I had been doing this, you know, changing the aspects in people's lives so that this old programming would not get in the way of moving forward. And as I was recalling some of the people that I had worked with and some of the procrastination that they had had, and they were given in this connection to the procrastination, they were given a new job. See, these things don't just go away. They are transmuted and given something else to do. And once they're given a new job, they are happy as all get up because they now have something productive to do instead of protecting someone from a past lifetime occurrence. And now the people that I've been working with have been so excited because they're no longer run by the old fears, the old lack of self-worth, the old blame and carrying too much weight, not able to produce money, not able to bring in clients. Because it all is about that part that doesn't want you to be exposed, doesn't want you to be seen. I have to chuckle when I invite people to come on my television program. They just are terrorized because they said, well, first of all, what would I talk about? And the second thing is I really don't want to be seen. I don't want to be heard because there's the fear of someone judging them. So it's interesting that whole thing, and I assume that all comes from one of these aspects. Yep. So I've been just looking at all the multiple talents that I have, and I said, okay, I'm ready to go back and start teaching. And I talked about it last week, about the teaching that I'm going to be doing on the teleconference via Skype. So we'll be doing an hour of meditation, an hour of masterminding, an hour of tapping into your guides, tapping into your angels, tapping into past lifetimes, all of the fun stuff that I dearly love to do. And it's so revealing because it reveals so much about you, and you're able to do that then. So this will be a weekly teleconference class. It'll be a series. And there will be meditation, there will be mind mapping, there will be masterminding, and any and all things that we can find to put in here. And some people have said, now, do you teach the tarot? And I said, yes, if there's anyone who's interested. I have three people actually who are ready, and they want to do it in a teleconference. And of course, if they don't live in my home city, then it is advisable that we do it with a teleconference. How fun is that? All of the things that I've learned is I'm synthesizing, I'm pulling things together, and of course the radio and the television is one of the ways that I am able to synthesize, because I spend all of Monday, which is for television, and all of Thursday just bringing things together. And I think I mentioned about someone gifting me with the book called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Thanks, Stan DeLuca. And the first part is about watering the tree roots so that the seeds can produce the fruits. Whatever's already there, it's not about watering the tree for those fruits. They're already there. They're probably some of those aspects that are hanging on the tree that are starting to putrefy, and you don't want those. You want to produce new fruit. You want to produce the new, which is going to take you through a whole lot of chaos that will soon come up. So to obtain the end result of our goal, we have to nurture that inner part of ourselves and to define what is our destiny and what is our legend. What are you going to leave that people will remember you for? Will it be a book? Will you be writing a film? Will you be writing a song? Will you be recording a song? Will you be getting a class prepared to be offered? Will you be starting a new business? Any and all of these things are the fruit that would be on this tree. And just to remember that the physical realm is a printout of the mental, emotional, and spiritual realm. So think of your computer, that everything that's going on in the, that you're the computer, whatever mental stuff, that mind chatter, the saboteur, the procrastinator, the you're no good, is all part of what's going on. And then what happens on the physical plane is a result of you watering the tree root, you releasing any and all negative programming. And the outer, what shows up, is money, wealth, health, illness, weight. These are all a result of the inner cause and effect. And because the book is about the secrets of the millionaire mind, then whatever money do you have or have not, whatever wealth you have or have not, whatever health you have or have not, whatever illness you have, whatever weight that you're carrying is a result of whatever is going on with that inner tree. So I ask you to just make a declaration, an intention, to take some course of action to produce whatever end result that you would desire, and to live it and walk it and talk it within until it becomes so ingrained that that's all there is. Okay, so today's question, and I'm going to start out with question and answer, so if you want to get ready to start thinking of your question, so a querent, which means the questioner. So your question, what is your question? What is the issue? Do you have an issue, any issue? Is there some desire? Is there some need to know something? Because that's usually why people call me. They have a question. They have an issue. They have a desire. Or they have a need to know something. They have a decision to be made. And so they will give me a call. Sometimes I do short 15-minute readings, and, of course, I record it and send it out. So let's think about what it is. What is your question? What is it that you can state as clearly as you possibly can that you would like to know? one of the ways I usually phrase my question is, and it's really not a question, it's give me information about. You know, so when I say give me, please, that means that I'm connecting with a higher source. Because I'm not just talking to myself, I'm talking to spirit, and I'm saying, give me information about. So you're going to fill in the blank. Give me information. It could be about your wealth, it could be about your health, it could be about your relationship, it could be about any and all of the above. So you've got your question, you've got your issue, you maybe want to write it down. You've got your desire, you've got your need to know, you've got your decision to be made. Excuse me. Now let me look at the answer. And the answer is, it's time for all of us to really focus on the higher purpose, on our legend, on our legacy, on our destiny. It's our focus to not get lost in the victim stuff, in the fear, in other people's agendas, in temptations. And this includes all of those aspects that seem to want to run our lives, and they're disguised as mind chatter, the controller, the judge, the saboteur, the procrastinator. To get to whatever your decision is asking you to go through a gateway. This gateway is very narrow. It's like the needle going through the needle, the eye of the needle. It is not for everyone, and many people would desire to have fill in the blank, to be fill in the blank. And they just can't do the work required. They don't have the energy. They don't have the inspiration, and they don't have the knowledge of really what it is they're here to do. So the needle, the eye of the needle, or this gateway is very narrow, and we must be spot on with listening to our guides, listening to spirit, listening to our angels, or we will fall by the wayside. It isn't complicated. It's just that we listen to the mind chatter. We listen to other people. Oh, you can never have a radio program. Sweetheart, you cannot do that. You can never marry that man. He's just too good for you. Thanks. Who are these people? These people don't have a clue what your destiny is. So if you'll be in that quiet place and ask the question, give me information about, and just know that this is your answer right now. Now is the time for you to focus on the higher purpose, your legend, your legacy, your destiny, and not to listen to all of the other stuff. So, courage, get prepared. If there's something that I can do to help, I'm offering you a course, a class with this teleconference. If you would desire to move through the needle of that, the eye of that needle, that is something that I would like to help you with. And this would be through a weekly teleconference series. If you happen to live in my city, of course, we could, and we have enough people, we could do that. And it's always followed up by email. I have a daily email that I send out, and when someone is in this teleconference class, then I send out messages just for you. Just for you, based on what we have done in the class, that 1 hour class. All right. So there you go. It's being offered. And if you would are interested, you can email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. All right. So continuing on with further information. So I've got my question. I've got my issue. I've got my desire. I've got my need to know. I've got my decision to be made. And I know that I'm being told that I have to go through the eye of the needle, that I have to go through this narrow place. I have to get a plan. Hello, let's get a plan. And find out what my purpose is for going through the eye of the needle. And I'm open to receive. Interesting. It is mental cruelty. Now, these are coming off of cards, of course, that I pulled so that I have a platform upon which to springboard into a deeper place here. So the opportunity is to identify these sabotage programs of self-cruelty. Marianne Williamson talks about how her she teaches the Course in Miracles, how parents, sometimes we as children think that our parents are mean. And what Marianne was, your parents may have been mean, but you're vicious. Totally vicious. Your mind chatter is ruthless and just will do anything to keep you from going through that gateway. Now, the third point here, in and around your question, your issue, your desire, is what I'm going to express outwardly. What is it I'm projecting? So the first one was a question. The second is what I'm opening to receive. I'm open to receive knowledge when I start going into that mind chatter and to do something about it. So now the third is what I'm expressing outwardly, which is swiftness. The moment has come for you to define where you stand. It is to state your destiny, to state your standpoint, to state your clarity with such energy, with such feeling, that any of the old sabotage programs really will not stand a chance. So to be very open, to be very centered, and to release any misunderstandings. This is about things happening so fast it will make your head spin. The moment that you are clear about your purpose, and the purpose does not have to be rocket scientist material. It can be, I'm ready to write my book. My book is written. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to be healthy. I'm ready to be wealthy. So you're stating it in terms as if it had already happened. I'm moving towards my purpose. Now, the purpose is your overview. That which is the bottom of the pyramid, this is what I stand for. And out of that will come your goals. If you're just doing goals without a purpose, without having a higher purpose, without having Spirit's higher purpose or God's higher purpose, you're just looking at lower level work. And I know that people that listen to this program, any program on this station, they are looking at the higher realm of producing results. So just know that there's swiftness that's happening as soon as you can state your destiny. And it is worthwhile to take time to sit with this and not to try to rush into a goal until you know that life purpose, until you know your destiny. I think of, for those in the United States, when Christmas comes around, Bing Crosby, the out comes the White Christmas. And it's every year they play that same song by Bing Crosby, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Now that is he's known for. That is his legend. And you just know that you're going to hear it every year. Did he know when he began singing that that was going to be his trademark? Probably not. And yet, here it is, years after he's passed away. And you still hear his legend. So I'm believing that many of you out there are ready to start doing and being your legend and being your life purpose. Number four is a part of the answer. It's a conclusion, and that is about new beginnings in spirituality, new beginnings in passion, of loving what your life purpose is, and out of that will just naturally come the action steps. Of course, it is important to write them down. If one doesn't write them down, then many times they just become thoughts. If I'm writing them down with a due date, yes, it must have a due date. By when? Since at this point, we're declaring that all of the old sabotage programs, procrastination, mind chatter, the controller, the judge, all of that has been released. that now this new energy, this new passion, new pathways can open the new foundation, the new framework, the new direction, and the goals that will come out of this. They want a path. They want a something that will produce a result on the physical plane. It could be a book, any of the things that I have mentioned. So you see, it's quite a process that you are looking at right now. We do need your talent right now. Now, just to let you know that there are many people who are crossing over. They're getting ready to cross over. That is leaving many of us with extra work to do, more teaching to do, more consulting to do. They finish their work, and they know what is coming ahead. For some, they know what's coming ahead, and they're just not about to take on the challenge, because it will get a little bit iffy and dicey with all the chaos, and it's already starting to happen, not to say gloom and doom, because we've got another day, perfect, beautiful day in paradise here. So whatever your job is, whatever you have come here to do, it is time. Quit fiddling around and get ready. Many of you, I know, are ready to start a spiritual career. And I have trained many people. When I go to the Whole Life Expo, I always love to walk around because I see many of my students who have studied with me 2 and 3 years. They didn't just take a weekend workshop, which is what some people do in Europe and in other countries. To do any kind of an occupation, it requires a lot of study, not just a weekend course. I don't know why people around here think that taking a weekend course qualifies them to delve in people's lives, but that some of them do. Okay, so you're ready to create your vision, your own vision, your own destiny, your legacy, your legend, your life purpose. And one of the ways that we're offering here is through meditation, through manifesting, the techniques of manifesting as you experience it with The Secret. I'm sure many of you have seen the video about The Secret. And it has to do with a lot of the inner work of finding the purpose and the goals and the action and just being in it, being in the car and actually shifting the gears. If you have a book, then go and pick up the imaginary book and open it up to what chapter and just see what the title is. If it's a screenplay, what kind of a screenplay is it? Start writing it even if it's in the middle. If it's a new business or a career change, meditate on it and feel it. And if you don't know what it is, imagine and pretend that you do. Now, masterminding is one of the things that I love to do with people, and one of the ways I do that with people is through mind mapping, which brings the right brain and the left brain together. And the intuitive development techniques that I've been teaching for years and years. How does one open to access a part of yourself that has messages for us? For many, they would call it a guide or a power animal or an angel or God. Neil Donald Walsh speaks to God. That's open to all of us, not just to one person or two people. This is available because angels and guides they're looking around down here, and they have a purpose too. And so some of the angels and guides, they're looking for someone who has a lot of the same attributes as they do or did when they were here on planet Earth, if they ever came to planet Earth. So they're looking around and says, okay, there's that Judith down there. She's going to do a radio program. Let me just kind of sit here on her shoulder and just stand behind her. And if she has a question, I'm just going to pop it into her head so thoughts will come into her head. Does that make sense to you out there? I know many of you have had insights. Today I was talking with someone, and I was intending next Saturday, a week from Saturday, to be at his event and do intuitive readings. as I was talking to him, I didn't see myself there. I saw myself at a funeral. And when I got back, lo and behold, my cousin had passed away. So I knew, there's a part of me that already knew when I was talking to him, although I didn't say anything at the moment, that I wouldn't be there, that I would be at a funeral. And it was just very clear. And then when I got home, I was not surprised to hear that my cousin had passed away. So we know so many different things, and if we will allow it, they will then can be validated. Interesting, huh? Doing this for years. And many of the people who are on this radio station have this capability. And I'm sure that many of you would like to do this, would like to connect to that part of yourself where all of the answers are available. Now, if you have a question and would like to call in, we're going to open the lines up for anyone desiring a reading, to if you have your question, and most people who call already have their answers, but we'll just validate what you already know, or maybe we'll give you something someplace else to go when you're looking at your question. Yesterday I did a session with a lady, and I'm hoping she's listening. She's fabulous. She's intuitive. She's an esthetician, and of course, as an esthetician, you're touching the face. You're working in and around. You're very close in, very much like a massage therapist. And she was looking at what is something new that I can, where am I going? And so as we were looking at this, the first thing that came up is 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. And as each of these came up, this was the Knight of Swords. The knight was charging up above all of the water and just really moving. And I call that the CEO of the deck. And it was the one was her in her on a horse, which horses represent power. So if you ever dream about a horse, this represents your power. And of course, in any dream interpretation, which I've done lots of work with dreams with people, whatever your definition of a horse is whatever it is. It has nothing to do with what the books say or what I say or anyone else. So if you're dreaming about horses, and that represents fear because of the size of the animal, then that's what God will give to you as a symbol if it wants to represent fear. If you're dreaming about daffodils, whatever your concept is of a daffodil, that's what it is, and that's how you interpret it. And, of course, anyone who appears in your dreams, that represents you. No matter if the person is young or old or alive or dead or whatever, that represents some part of you. Buildings, houses represent wherever you find yourself in the dream. I remember when I was doing my starting out with a career change, the house was disheveled. It was in turmoil. Nothing was, I mean, the closets had clutter in it. It had, the doors didn't close completely. I mean, the house was a mess. And I guess as a high school teacher, you kind of get knocked around as a teacher emotionally. Self-worth goes down the drain because, you know, people tell you you're blah, blah, whatever. And so the self-esteem isn't always the highest. So that's what I remember dreaming, and someone told me, well, that's the condition that you're in. And where was it? In the basement? Was it in your subconscious? Was it in the attic? Was it in your higher self? So all of these were messages. All of these were messages as I began that career change. Like I said, give me a call. You have the numbers there. Okay. A little water here. All right, so let's continue on then until someone decides that they would want to call. Let me go back and remind you of the class then, just as a quick one before we go on into connecting with your guides, connecting with your angels. This class will start very, very soon. And it will run at, you know, for some time. And it is about finding your vision, your destiny, your legacy. We'll be doing meditation techniques, manifesting techniques, mastermind techniques, mind mapping techniques, and, of course, intuitive development. If you have an idea, we'll take that idea, finding the purpose and the goals, and take it to completion during the time that this group is together. There are three ways we can do this. We can do it with a weekly teleconference class, and then I will follow it up with emails every day, Monday through Friday. The second choice would be to have a meeting in the city in which I reside, and we would come together at my home office, and that then we would have the weekly meeting, and that, again, would be followed up with a daily email interaction. The third possibility is email class, strictly email. I have many people out there that I have taught any and all of the techniques that I do. One of them was, in fact, I think this group has been together about 3 years. We started out by me teaching them the tarot and the channeling and finding, being able to use the symbols on these cards, and then dream work and all of that. And I've never met these people, only on the email. I've seen pictures of them, and recently we're starting to use Skype to be able to communicate back and forth. How fun is that? And the reason we used the email was that one lived in Dubai, one lived in Buenos Aires, one lived in London, two of them lived in Mount Shasta, and a couple lived back east, and one lived down south, Southern California. So there's no way we could bring them all together with a teleconference class. So we did the email, and we're still together, most of us. And it's really fun to get to know someone. All right, so that's the class again. Let's go back to now the... See, every time I get on this program, my throat goes wild here. All day, been perfect, been good. And then all of a sudden, when I get ready to do the program, my throat started kicking in. What's that about, I wonder? We don't know, and you know something? I don't care. I just keep right on going. So, let's go back to your guides or your angel or your power animal. The guides is someone that has a lot of interest in what you have. They love you. They're looking for someone to, just like I'm looking for my students, they're looking for someone that they can assist, someone that they can teach. And they want to help. They want to teach you whatever skills that they have. This is my belief system anyway. And they want you to be grounded. And most of all, yes, they want you to be grounded. They want you to learn how to connect to Mother Earth. And when you're connected to, let's say you're sitting outside by a tree, it's almost like the spirit of the tree wants to communicate with you. And the divas and the water nymphs, and if you're by water. All of these, it's like there's energies within everything you see, and with crystals. Oh my goodness, you pick up a crystal. Citrine happens to be one of my favorites. So when I pick up citrine, I have a real connection with that. With many people, they'll pick up rose quartz, and they will resonate with that. And it's almost like you could have a conversation with it. The other day I did one of these aspect sessions because this lady wanted to sell her bed and breakfast. It came down to, because I couldn't find any attachment, I couldn't find anything that was going on, no mind chatter, nothing. So all of a sudden I heard in the background, because she was in the bed and breakfast, I said, "What's that voice I'm hearing?" And all of a sudden I heard, it is I. I am the bed and breakfast. I'm tired of being with the same owners. I want new owners. These owners are not paying attention to me. So you see, the bed and breakfast became an entity, became an energy, and I was able to speak with it. It was pretty awesome, and I understand that they had a buyer that was there yesterday spending quite a bit of time, and looks like the bed and breakfast is going to be happy because it's going to have a new owner, and the other owners can get their divorce and move on their merry way. Cool, huh? I love it, because I didn't find anything. There was no other thing going on between the bed and breakfast and the owners, because they both wanted to get the husband and wife wanted to get a divorce and move on. So it had to come from the bed and breakfast. So I'm sure that this is going to be some happy campers. All right. Again, telephones are open. Maybe there's no one listening, if that's okay, because I'm having fun talking to you. Sooner or later, people tune into the archives. So I'm talking to anyone who tunes into the archives. So first of all, if you're going to be connecting with your angels and guides, you're grounded. You're sitting or you're standing in a place or a way so that you are grounded. A lot of people get a little woozy when they're connecting with their guides or with their angels. So you're calling forth an angel, you're calling forth a guide, you're calling forth a power animal. And you're sitting there and asking spirit, asking God to give you the wise teacher, the wisest possible teacher, one who comes from within, someone who can resonate with you and someone who has the same destiny, same legend as you do. Now, someone said, well, what if these guides are negative, they're extraterrestrials that are the lizards and all of that? All I say is, you qualify. I'm only interested in those who are from and of the light. It's very important that you get clear. You're not just willing to accept anyone. As I think about some of the students in high school, I mean, there were good students, and then there were the not so good. Would I want to have a guide who is one of the ones who's troubled and a doper? No way. I'm looking for someone who has a very high vibration, who resonates with me. In other words, the highest guide I can possibly attract. And that has to do with my own self-worth. Okay, just remember that these guides and angels do not take you over, and they do not control you. One of their purposes is to assist you in loving yourself more. Because when you are receiving answers from on high, I call it, you tend to be grounded and you tend to be more loving towards yourself. You're kinder. And that's possibly one of their main jobs, is to make you more loving and to love yourself. Your creativity, because you're connected to that inner part of yourself, that inner wise one. So we're talking a couple different possibilities here. An angel, you see angels floating down from the heavens. You see guides, you know, in different ways. I think that it's my higher self, that higher vibrational self of Judith or of you, that has evolved through lifetimes. And that's the one that I want to connect. And that's the one that I want to guide me. It is the wise spirit within me that each of you has. When there's a lack of self-esteem and negative mind chatter, it's very difficult to access them. One of my teachers, my very first teacher, she used this example. She put me on one side of the doorway. It was a wide doorway. And then she put all of the different people in the class in between me. And then the teacher says, well, I'm your guide. I'm your higher self. And so all of these people got going in between me and the teacher being my higher self. And one of them kept saying, "You're no good. You're so stupid. You can never, you'll never get, you'll blah, blah, you know, all this way." And the other one was a procrastinator. "Well, we'll do this tomorrow. We'll maybe get to it." And all of these were just making all this hassle, and I couldn't get messages to my guides, to my teacher who was representing, I mean, she was using this. She said, "We all have this mind chatter." And I call them aspects or programming, and this mind chatter keeps us from connecting and keeps us from loving ourselves. So when I'm connected to my guide, to my higher self, to that inner wise one, the sage, then my creativity, I get more ideas. Just about an hour before I go on the program, sometimes a half hour, it's like this creativity kicks in, and things are, I'm writing things real fast on paper, and I'm just, ooh, you know, because all of a sudden I have an open channel because I know that I must get things on paper. And then when I go on the radio, then it's like everything starts to flow because I know that I have a place to funnel all of this creativity. And again, as I said, this is one of the reasons that I do this, is otherwise where am I going to put this creative venue that I have produced on a Monday for my TV and on Thursday for my radio. So you're asking, and you're really serious about being able to connect to that higher self. And sometimes that higher self will open, there'll be an opening in your dream time. Because at that point, you're relaxed, you're sleeping, and the subconscious can take over. So if you're ready to open and receive that inner wise one, that sage within, you will. So can you think of the time, any time when you were so inspired that everything just flowed, you could write, you could speak, and everything, maybe you could swim with no hitch. I mean, you were able to, everything just flowed. It fell in place. Well, that's the place that I'm talking about. So when you're entering into that place, you're sitting and you're quiet. It's almost like you're in trance. Now that the garden is starting to produce, when I sit there, it's almost like I'm in a trance when I'm sitting, having my coffee. And yes, coffee doesn't interfere with this. No, not at all. And I'm writing, and I feel like I'm in an altered state. And all of a sudden, things come forth. And maybe I pick up a book and I read it to confirm something. And I'll see something that I hadn't seen before, and that evokes something else. And so all of a sudden I'm aware of what is transpiring, what information is coming through, and so I normally will write it down. And that's what I send out every morning to the subscribe list of people. So it's up to you then to raise your vibration to match the wise one within. Because I don't want to have a guide that has that's a low life, I should say, someone who has a lower vibration. Because why would I want to attract someone like that doesn't know more than I do? I'm raising my vibration to sense, to be able to feel the presence of that energy, to be able to see it. Some people, I don't see it really. I don't see it. I feel it because I'm clairsentient predominantly. I'm clairaudient in that because I started working on the radio and television, I was able to hear much more acutely than I was ever able to before. And my vision, my inner seeing, my clairvoyance is within. I see things just like earlier today. I saw myself at the funeral instead of at this gentleman's event. So I saw that internally. Did I see it outside? No, I didn't. Okay. Now, your guide may appear in many forms. It may be a voice. It may be a news. You read something in the newspaper, and all of a sudden, your question is answered by something you read in the newspaper. Who do you think put that newspaper in front of you? Your guides or your higher self. Now, some people want nothing to do with this, nothing whatsoever, and that's okay. I always want to open up to any and all possibilities of how I can live a better life, because I'm living in paradise. Okay, so looking at higher vibrational guides, angels, God is about the highest vibration I can ever think of. But then I always like to throw out, how about the God that is the God of our God? Oops. That always stirs people up. I believe that totally. You know, we have many galaxies, and we have a God that's in charge of this galaxy. Maybe there's another one. Who knows? I don't know. Just a thought. It feels good to me. Now, messages that come through, if it doesn't ring true to the deepest part of your being, then it is not your message. If it goes totally against your grain. In other words, if the message comes through and says, oh, let's go beat that person up. That is not messages coming from a higher guide. Because guides do not give detrimental messages such as that. Pretty good, huh? And these guys will speak through you only with your permission. At any time you can say, that's enough, I don't want to talk to you anymore, I don't want you around me, and they, of course, will leave. When you ask them a question, are you of the light, they must say yes or no. I've had several occasions when messages were, when I received no, I said, I'm not staying in this conversation. Why should I? You know, it's nothing. What information are they going to give me? You know, go down and beat somebody up? I don't think so. You deserve to have someone who is of the light and someone who is of a very high vibration. If you're listening to this program, you have a high purpose. Yeah, I'm very clear on that. Even though you're not calling in, I know that you have a high purpose. Not a problem, not a problem. Okay. What would you like to know? Anything else? Oh, well. That's it. That's it. You deserve to be able to have messages coming to you. Excuse me. You wait in 10 minutes. Nope, 2 minutes. The throat will be just fine. Okay, so again, Conrad, 3198. If you'd like to email me and investigate, and we'll have a little conversation on the email about whether you'd like to join this class, this teleconference class, or if you live in the area and the city in which I live, then we'll have a meeting on the 7th of June, at which time we can delve into what you'd like to find out and then continue on from there. All right. See what last message wants to come through for you. The message is to be at peace and to stay balanced, body, mind, and spirit. To stay connected to God or spirit, whoever your higher power is. Your final message then is that your angels are praying for you. God is praying for you. So send back some good prayers back to God and let him know that you love him. I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. Thank you, Dennis Adams. He taught me that one. I love you, God. I love you, God. And then just breathe it in. Breathe it in. I love you, God. 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 To be at peace. That's all there is. And let's go back to that quote that I started out with. Another day in paradise. Just another beautiful day in paradise with no relief in sight. Okay, I will see you next week. Same time, same station. And we're over and out, and I love you. And always remember that who you are makes a difference.